His divine grace, Lacey, Bhaktivedanta Swamiraj, Srila Prabhupada Kijai, Vislavam Akupaniyam Bhaktama, Vislavam Shri Guru, Shri Guranga, Om Agyana Jimananda Sya Gananjana Salakaya Kapsur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guru Vena Maha Shri Chaitanya Mrobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantitam Vandaham Shri Guru Shri Yudha Paratamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagurjatam Sahagana Raganatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sarvaitam Savadutam Vrijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shiva Sakam Vidam Sha Hey Krishna Karna Sindo Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Takta Kanchya Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Siddhadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakapa Trivyasha Kripa Sinu Vyevacha Padidanam Bhavaneyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Pramanitananda Shadvaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 2, text number
19.
Could you give me my little iPod? Kadarajasamo Baba,
Kadarajasamo Baba,
Namalo Badayash Chaye,
Namalo Badayash Chaye.
Chetaikar anavidam
Chetaikar anavidam
Sitam sattve prasidati
Sitam sattve prasidati
Kadarajasamo bhava
Kadarajasamo bhava
Namalabhadayaschaye
Namalabhadayaschaye
Chetaikar anavidam
Chetaikar anavidam
Sitam sattve prasidati
Sitam sattve prasidati
Tadarajastamo bhava
Tadarajastamo bhava
Kamalo badayasaye
Kamalo badayasaye
Sitaitera navidam
Sitaitera navidam
Sitam sattve prasidati
Sitam sattve prasidati
Tadarajastamo
bhava
Kamalo badayasaye
Kamalo badayasaye
Chetaitaya navidam
Chetaitaya navidam
Sitam sattve prasidati
Sitam sattve prasidati
Tadarajastamo bhava
Tadarajastamo bhava
Kamalo badayasaye
Kamalo
Chetaitaya
navidam
Stitam
nam sattve prasidati.
Shtitam sattve prasidati.
Tadarajastamo bhavan.
Tadarajastamo bhavan.
Kamalo badayashaye.
Kamalo badayashaye.
Chetaitairanavidam.
Chetaitairanavidam.
Shtitam sattve prasidati.
Shtitam sattve prasidati.
Vaishnavis.
Tadarajastamo bhavan.
Kamalo badayashaye.
Chetaitairanavidam.
Stitam sattve prasidati.
Kada, okay.
Tada,
u to vreme,
rađaha,
gune strasti,
tamaha,
gune neznanja,
bavaha,
stanje,
kama,
požuda i želja,
lova,
žudnja,
adajaha,
ostali.
Ča, je,
Koje god da jesu.
Četaha.
Um.
Etaihi.
Time.
Anavidham.
Neuznemiren.
Stitam.
Učvršćuje se.
Sattve.
U guni vrline.
Prasidati.
Postaje potpuno zadovoljan.
Čim se tako služenje s ljubavlju utemelji u srcu, iz srca nestaju posljedice guna strasti i neznanja, kao što su požuda, želja i žudnja. Bhakta se tada učvršćuje u vrlini i postaje potpuno srećan. Smisao. Živo biće u svom normalnom, prirodnom položaju potpuno zadovoljno i duhovno blaženo. To stanje unutrašnjeg zadovoljstva naziva se Brahma Buta ili Atmananda. Ono nije kao zadovoljstvo lenje budale ogrezle u debelom neznanju. Ne, Atmanandi je zadovoljan u sebi i nadišao je materijalno postojanje. Taj se stadion savršenstva dostiže onoga trenutka kada služenje Gospodu više ništa ne može da poremeti. Predano služenje nije neaktivnost, već neokaljana delatnost duše. U dodiru s materijom duša počinje da deluje na jedan izopačen i bolestan način, što se ispoljava u vidu požude, želje, žudnje, neaktivnosti, gluposti i spavanja. Predano služenje, međutim, potpuno uklanja sve ove posljedice strasti i neznanja. Čim do toga dođe, bhakta se učvršćuje u guni vrline i napreduje dalje da bi se uzdigao na položaj vasudeve, stanja čiste sattve, šuda sattve. Jedino u tom stanju šuda sattve, u kojem smo obdareni čistom ljubavlju prema Krišni, neprestano vidimo Krišnu oči u oči. Bhakta se uvek nalazi pod uticajem gune čiste vrline i zato nikome ne nanosi štetu. S druge strane, abhakta, ma koliko obrazovan bio, uvek izaziva štetu. Bhakta nije ni glup ni naprasit. Štetočine, budale i naprasiti ljudi ne mogu biti gospodove bhakte, pa makar se i tako nosili. Bhakta mora da se odlikuje svim dobrim osobinama Boga. U kvantitativnom pogledu on ima manje tih osobina nego Bog, ali su u kvalitativnom pogledu Gospod i Bhakta istovetni.
Tadarajastamo bhavan kamalo badayashaye chetaitairanavidam stitam sattve prasidati.
Čim se tako služenje s ljubavlju utemelji u srcu, iz srca nestaju posljedice guna strasti i neznanja, kao što su požuda, želja i žudnja. Bhakta se tada učvršćuje u vrlini i postaje potpuno srećan.
Maom Vishnu Graya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vidanta Swami Tirane Namaste Sarasvatam Deve Gaurvana Vrtarne Nirvishesha Shmivadi Pascha Gade Shukane. Presently we're covered by these modes.
Trenutno smo prekriveni tim gunama.
Gunamai. Gunamai means the three ropes.
Gunamai znači tri užeta.
Guna means rope.
Guna znači užet.
So if you have one rope, it's possible to untangle yourself.
jedno uže koristi da se pomoć, upetljamo se pomoću njega.
But when you tie three ropes together, it becomes very difficult.
Da, i, od jednog možemo neko zaslobimo, ali kada su sva tri upetljena oko nas, to je vrlo teško.
So these three ropes, goodness, passion, ignorance, they tie the soul to the material existence.
Tako da tri gune, mrlina, strah i neznanje, vezuju dušu za materijalno postojanje.
Especially here is mentioned loba and greediness and calm.
Ovdje su,
namely lust.
Ovdje su posebno spomenute loba, pohlepa i kama, požuda.
Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, Prividam narakasyedam, dvaram nashanam atmanaha, kama krodha tatha lovas, tasmat etam trayam chyashat. There are three gates leading to hell.
Krishna kaže u Bhagavad Giti da tri kapije vode u pakao.
Lust, anger and greed.
Požuda, gnev i pohlepa.
Every sane man should give these up.
E, kaže da moramo se osloboditi svih njih.
Because they lead to the degradation of the soul.
Jer vode ka degradaciji duše.
So presently in human society people are not averse to lust or anger or greed.
Međutim, trenutna situacija u svijetu da ljudi nisu, da im ne smetaju ta požuda, pohlepa i gnev.
Prabhupada used to comment that he'd see in Paris.
Prabhupada je jednom komentarisao da je u Parizu video.
Old men, they go into the nightclub.
Kako je jedan starac ide u noćni klub.
Pay $50 to enter into the nightclub.
Plati $50 da bi ušao u taj klub.
Old men, 80 years old, and they were looking for young girls.
Taj starac ima 80 godina i ide da gleda mlade devojke.
Some alcohol, young girls.
Naravno, tamo je alkohol, mlade devojke.
That way they think they're going to enjoy.
I on misli tako da je to tu došao da uživa.
But Krishna says, Avritam gyana etena gyana noni divarena kamarupena kuntaya dusparena analena cha. As a man's pure consciousness is covered,
ali Krishna kaže da je čovjekova čista svjesnost prekrivena.
But his eternal enemy in the form of lust,
sa večnim neprijateljem u obliku požude,
which is never satisfied,
koja nikad ne može biti zadovoljena,
and which burns like fire,
kao vatra. Varikala.
So one is looking for happiness, but actually Maya is pinching the soul.
Tako da osoba traži sreću, ali Maja pritiska dušu.
That this will bring happiness. That this will bring happiness.
A, da će na taj način dostići sreću nekim materijalnim putem.
But actually the self is not satisfied.
Ali zapravo jastvo nije zadovoljno.
So there are different processes to become purified.
Tako da postoje različiti procesi kojima se možemo pročistiti.
There is a direct process.
Postoji direktan proces.
Which Krishna is explaining here.
Koji Krishna ovdje objašnjava?
Just hear submissively about Krishna.
Samo ponizno slušaj o Krishni.
Shrindita svakta Krishna punya shravana kirtana hridyan taksto hiya bhajani vidunoti sarvitsita. That, just hear about Krishna and then these modes of nature will gradually go away.
Samo slušaj pažljivo o Krishni i te sve gune će vremenom nestati.
Krishna Surya Sama Maya Haya Andhikar Yahun Krishna Tamun Maya Yahun Adhikar. If Krishna is just like the sun, when he appears, the darkness of ignorance goes away.
Jer je Krishna poput sunca i kada se pojavi, onda tama neznanja prirodno nestaje.
But one has to give up the idea of I'm going to enjoy the material world.
Ali osoba mora da napusti tu želju, tu ideju da ja ću da uživam u materijalnom svijetu.
Otherwise it's very hard to listen very attentively.
Inače je jako teško slušati vrlo pažljivo.
One who's always making plans for material happiness.
Ako osoba umu stalno pravi planove za materijalnu sreću.
And is disturbed by the fact that we can't find as much happiness as we're looking for.
I je uznemirana da ne može naći onoliko sreće koliko bi želela da ima.
Can't really hear with attention.
Ne može tada zaista slušati pažljivo.
And unless we hear with attention,
ako ne slušamo pažljivo,
and submission,
i ponisla,
then we can't actually experience
onda ne možemo ni doživjeti to neko iskustvo.
The quality, the spiritual quality of the, of these, of the knowledge.
To duhovnog kvaliteta znanja, pravo.
Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma Nishojiti Nakanshiti Samak Sarveshu Bhuteshu Madhvati Labhate Param. When one gives up, Shoshiti and Kanshiti. When one gives up, Shoshiti,
kada osoba
lamentation,
Shoshiti and Kanshiti, žudnju jadikovanje,
and Kanshiti, hankering,
and Kanshiti, žudnju,
then one becomes Prasanatma.
Onda postaje prasanatma.
Then one can see all of the entities as spiritual beings.
I vidi sva živa bića kao duhovna bića.
And not either become afraid or of others that they're going to exploit one.
I ne plaši se da ti drugi da ga na neki način eksploatišu.
Or make an attempt to exploit others.
Ili on njih ili oni međusobno jedni drugi.
So in that stage, real devotional service can actually begin.
I na tom stupnju pravo predano služenje zapravo počinje.
Otherwise, there is the indirect process.
Inače postoji indirektan proces.
Tapasya, brahmacharyena, samenacha, dvenacha, sakyam, samasochavyam, nimena, nimena va. That one begins with tapasya.
Koji počinje sa tapasyam.
Brahma sat on the lotus flower for so many millenniums.
Brahma je sedeo na lotusovom cvetu tako puno milenijuma.
And his tapasya was just controlling his mind.
Njegova tapasya bila da kontroliše svoj um.
Not lamenting in that hankering, just try to fix it on the sound, tapa.
Ne da žudi za nečim ili da jadikuje, nego samo da se koncentriše na zvuk, tapa.
He heard the sound, tapa, from Krishna.
Čuje taj zvuk tapa od Krishna.
Garbhodakasha i Vishnu vibrated that sound tapa.
Garbhodakasha i Vishnu je vibrirao taj zvuk tapa.
Therefore it was not different from him.
Tako da se on ne razlikuje od njega.
And Brahma meditated on those syllables for many, many thousands of years.
I Brahma je meditirao na te slogove puno, puno hiljada godina.
Then if one is engaged in tapas, then there is some possibility of being able to control the senses.
I onda ako se osoba angažuje u tu tapu, tapasiju, postoji mogućnost da će moći da kontroliše svoja čula.
And give up sense gratification, brahmacharya.
I napusti čulna zadovoljstva, znači brahmacharya.
So, unless one undergoes austerity and is able to give up sense gratification, then there is no question of spiritual life.
Tako da ako osoba ne vrši strogosti, ne napusti čulna zadovoljstva, nema govora da može pravilno praktikovati duhovni život.
Just like there's no question of putting out lighting a fire if you're pouring water on it.
Kao što nema govora da možete upaliti vatru ako istovremeno vodu sipamo preko nje.
Tapasya, brahmacharyena, samena. So unless one is engaged with tapasya and brahmacharya, then there's no question of controlling the mind.
Tako da ako neko nije angažovan u tapasiju i brahmačariju, nema govora da može kontrolisati um.
And remaining equipoised under all circumstances.
I da ostane neuznemiren u svim situacijama.
Samena cha, dhamena cha, and controlling the senses.
I kontroliše čula.
The socham. And unless one does that, the mind can't become purified.
Iako to čini sve, onda um može postati pročišćen.
The socham, Pasya brahmacharyena, samena cha, dhamena cha. The socham. Tyagena. So, to become detached.
Također postane odvojen.
Tyagena, nieme. What's the next word?
Sakya.
Sakya. Is it Sakya?
Tyagena, Sakya, Shochubya, Nyemena, Nyemena.
That should be truthful.
I postane istinoljubiv.
First.
Where did it come from?
Sixth canto. Yeah.
Yamena. Yes, Satyam, Satya. So, unless this is an indirect path.
Dakle, to je indirektna put.
The idea is eventually that one is able to fix the mind on Krishna.
I na kraju osoba postane sposobna da fokusira um na Krishna.
But very, very difficult to follow that path.
Ali veoma je teško slediti taj put.
People don't really... Or to speak of tapasya and brahmacharya, they very hard to have an equal mind and control senses.
Šta reći o tapasi, brahmačari, kad već imaju problema da drže miran um i čulo.
But if we hear about Krishna,
ali ako slušamo o Krishna,
then, and give up the idea that we're going to be the proprietors of this world,
i napustimo ideju da ćemo mi biti vlasnici ovog sveta,
and that we're here to enjoy our senses,
i da ne slušamo tome kako ćemo uživati u našim čuljima,
then there's some possibility of actually experiencing Krishna's presence.
Onda postoji mogućnost da zaista iskusimo Krishnino prisustvo.
That the mind can be peaceful enough to actually hear the holy name.
I um će biti zaista miran kad bude slušao sveto ime.
And if we hear the holy name, then we become Krishna conscious.
I kako slušamo sveto ime, ostaćemo svesni Krishna.
Then automatically Kadara, Desimo, Baba, then all the different, the Rajas and Tamas, they all disappear.
I onda će automatski sve ove gune da nestanu.
And one becomes prasanatma, he's situated in goodness and becomes happy.
I osoba postane prasanatma, situirana u vrlini i srećna.
People think if they gratify their senses, they'll be happy.
Ljudi misle da ako zadovolje svoja čula da će biti srećni.
But if they give up gratifying their senses, then they'll be happy.
Ali zapravo ako napuste zadovoljavanje svojih čula, onda će biti srećni.
To try to do that by restraining the senses from their objects.
I treba pokušati to učiniti tako što ćemo odvratiti čula sa čulnih objekata.
Is often a failure.
Ali to je često neuspešno.
Vishvamrita Muni, he underwent great penances for 60,000 years.
Vishvamitra Muni je radio velike strogosti 60.000 godina.
He certainly followed tapasya, brahmacharya, samena, dhamena.
I on je bez sumnje sledio sve tapasije, brahmacharya, samenu, dhamenu.
Tyagena, satya, socavya. He certainly followed all nimena, nimena, va. He certainly followed it for 60,000 years.
I on je svakako sledio sve to 60.000 godina.
But simply by hearing the ankle bells of Menaka, he became disturbed in his mind.
Ali čim je se pojavila Menaka, on je postao uznemiren u svom umu.
Therefore it is said that... What is it said? That's Pruchetis. This one would start by the Pruchetis. Do you have a Bhagavad Gita?
Sure. Yatpada pankaja palasa vilasya bhaktya kama shrayam grahitam kukritayan tishanta Tavanna Riknamatiyo Yatiyo Viruda Shutova Shutoganas 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 Tamarunam Bhajavasudevam. It's 527. That para pankaja palasari dasya bhaktya in the third one. 526. 526.
Znači, to je stih iz Šrimad Bhagavatama, četvrto pevanje, 22.39. Samo pokušajte da predanim služenjem obožavate Vasudevu, svevišnju božansku ličnost. Čak ni veliki mudraci ne mogu tako uspješno vladati nagonima čula, kao oni koji uživaju u transcendentalnom blaženstvu služeći gospodova lotusova stopala, time iskorenjujući duboko ukorenjenu želju za plodonosnim aktivnostima.
Yat para pankaja. Pankaja means lotus flower.
Pankaja znači lotosov cvet.
And para means feet.
A para znači stopala.
So Krishna's feet are like lotus flowers.
Dakle, Krishna stopala su poput lotosovog cveta.
Yat para pankaja palasta. Palasta means pedal.
Palasta znači pedal.
So it's not just Krishna's lotus toes are like pedals.
Petals, kao latice, kaže da su njegove prsti.
Vilasa means pastimes, enjoyment.
Vilasa znači zabave u kojima uživam.
Yet para pankaja palasa, vilasa bhaktya. So the devotees, they take enjoyment in worshipping the lotus feet of Krishna.
Tako da bhakte nalaze zadovoljstvo obožavajući lotosova stopala Krishne.
Kamashrayam grahitam, kama the fruit of reactions to their past activities.
Ashram, znači plodonosni rezultati njihovih prethodnih aktivnosti.
Are cut to pieces.
Su isrckana u komade.
Kamashrayam grahitam ukratayanti shanta. And therefore they become peaceful and happy.
I zato postaju mirni i srećni.
Yat para pankaja palasta vilasya bhakya kamashayam grahitam ugratayanti shanda tavana ritta. But even great personalities were able to, great sages and ascetics.
Ali čak i veliki sveci, mudraci.
The rittas, shutoganas, tamarudam, bhajavasadeva. The waves of material desire, they sometimes pinch their hearts and they become victims.
Međutim, čak i njima talasi tih duboko ukorijenih želja napadnu ih i postanu njihove žrtve.
Just like we know we shouldn't do something.
Kao što mi znamo da ne trebamo nešto da radimo.
And then in our heart it's saying, no, no, go and do it.
Ali naše srce kaže, ne, 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 učini to.
And we say, no, and it goes, no, no, do it.
I opet kažemo, ma neću, ali iznutra taj glas nadvira.
I'm not going to stop pinching you until you do it.
I onda ne prestaje da nas bocka iznutra sve dok to ne učinimo.
I'm not going to leave you alone even for a second. I'm going to torture you until you follow the instruction.
Neću te ostaviti na miru sve dok to ne učiniš, mučiš te stalno.
So then we think, all right, better to do it. Maya will stop torturing me.
I onda pomislimo, ok, bolje da uradim to, Maja će prestati da ne davi.
And then we do it, and then Maya says, do it again.
Onda mi to uradimo, ali Maja kaže, uradi ponovo.
I don't want to.
Ne želim.
I'm telling you. You must do it.
Ne, moraš to učiniti.
I will stop pinching until you do it.
Neću prestati da te podvadam da to ne učiniš.
And therefore we become servants of the pinching.
I onda postanemo sluga tog podvadanja.
Prahlad Maharaj said, it's kandutyavat. It's just like the rubbing of two hands together to relieve an itching sensation.
I Prahlad Maharaj kaže da je to kao da trljamo ruku kad nas svrbi, želimo da uklonimo svrbi.
So to stop that pinching is very difficult.
Tako da prestanemo ta podbadanja, jako je teško.
After 60,000 years, Vishvamitra Muni couldn't stop.
Čak i nakon 60,000 godina, Vishvamitra Muni nije mogao to da obuze.
Just like hearing the ankle bells of one apsara, he became agitated.
Samo što je čuo ove nanogice na od jedne apsare postao je uznemiren.
And therefore he lost his results of 60,000 years of endeavor.
I onda izgubio rezultate 60.000 godina svoga truda.
And then after meditating for another 60,000 years,
i onda nakon meditiranja sljedećih 60.000 godina,
hearing the ankle bells, he became angry.
Nakon, kad je opet čuo te nanogice, postoje ljut.
And then he lost his another 60,000 years.
I onda izgubio rezultate i tih 60.000 godina.
How frustrating.
Kako je to frustrirajuće.
We lose a day, we become completely disturbed.
Kad mi izgubimo dan za nešto, postanemo jako uznemirani.
I wasted so much time.
Možete zamisliti toliko vremena.
And back where I started from.
Iz početka mora da počne.
He lost 120,000 years of his life.
Izgubio je 120.000 godina svog života.
Still he went back to meditate again.
Ali ponovo se vratio toj meditaciji.
And it took another 60,000 years before he came to the mode of goodness.
I trebalo mu je novih 60.000 godina da dođe do pune vrline.
Therefore the indirect process is very difficult.
Tako da taj indirektan proces je jako težak.
And if you lose your place, whatever you've accomplished,
i ako izgubite taj, to mesto koje god ste dostigli,
you have to start all over from the beginning again.
Morate da počnete iz početka.
Therefore the direct process is recommended.
Stoga se direktni proces preporučuje.
I'll give the example of either you can take step by step to walk up the stairs of a tall building.
I pravo pa daje primjer, možete ići ili korak po korak da biste došli na vrh visoke zgrade.
Or you can take the elevator.
Ili možete ići liftom.
And immediately go to the top.
I jako brzo stići do vrha.
Chanting, hearing and chanting about Krishna will immediately bring one to the transcendental platforms.
Slušanje i pevanje, znači o Krišni, momentalno osobu podiže na transcendentalni nivo.
But one has to have some interest.
Ali osoba mora biti zainteresovana za to.
Come to the transcendental platform.
Da dođe na transcendentalni nivo.
If one has too many other things to do,
ako ima da radi puno nekih drugih stvari,
the hearing and chanting about Krishna is just some other activity.
Onda je to pevanje i slušanje o Krišni samo još jedna od aktivnosti.
Which we don't have time for in our busy schedule.
Za koje nemamo vremena u našem pretrpanom rasporedu.
When what's his name in South India? Give it a T.
Kako ime tog u Južnoj Indiji?
Who is a famous devotee in South India?
Koji je bio čuveni bhakta u Južnoj Indiji.
Tukaram. When Tukaram, he was such a great devotee that the Vaikuntha airplane was coming to take him back to Vaikuntha.
Tukaram je bio tako veliki bhakta da je letelica sa Vaikuntha došla da ga odvede gore.
And everyone in his village saw the Vaikuntha airplane descend to take him to Vaikuntha.
I svi su mogli vidjeti kako se ona spustila da ga odvede do Vaikuntha.
So he ran in to ask his wife, come with me. You can come with me to Vaikuntha.
I rekli, pitali su ga, možeš poći sam sa mnom do Vaikuntha.
And she said no.
She.
On je pitao ženu da ide sa njim.
Da, on je pitao svoju ženu da pođe s njima, ona je rekla ne.
I have too many other things to do.
Imam puno drugih stvari da završim.
I gotta clean the house.
Moram da očistim kuću.
You go to Vaikuntha.
Ti idi na Vaikuntha.
I gotta stay here to do my work.
Moram da ostanem da obavim svoje poslove.
So one has to have some interest to go to Vaikuntha.
Tako da moramo imati, da budemo zainteresovani da odemo do
Vaikuntha. Even though the airplane comes, we may not get on it.
Čak i kad letelica Vaikuntha dođe, možda se nećemo ukrcati u nju.
And we have to have some faith.
I moramo imati određenu veru.
That this is actually necessary.
Da je to zapravo neophodno.
It's not one of the many choices I have.
To nije jedan od mnogih izbora kao koji imam.
I can make spiritual progress or not, it doesn't really matter.
Mogu da napravim duhovni napredak ili ne, nije toliko bitno.
The most important thing is make sure I get enough to eat and a place to sleep.
Važno je da imam, da pojedem kako treba i gdje da spavam.
And if I have that, everything's all right.
I ako to imam, onda sve...
I don't even need Krishna.
Nije mi tad potreba Krishna.
Because my real necessities are satisfied.
Jer su moje prave potrebe zadovoljene.
So one has that faith that this is not the purpose of life.
I osoba mora imati veru, znači da to nije
smisla.
Mora postaviti nešto više.
Something that's more important than just make sure we eat and sleep.
Nešto što je, mora biti bitnije od toga da, da imamo da jedemo i da spavamo.
Of course not that we should give up eating and sleeping.
Naravno, ne treba da ostavimo jedenje i spavanje.
At least not artificially.
Bar ne na veštački način.
But that's not the ultimate purpose of life.
Ali to nije krajnji cilj života.
Every living entity is eating and sleeping.
Sva živa bića jedu i spavaju.
But not every living entity is making progress, so it's realizing their identity in relation to Krishna.
Ali ne mogu sva živa bića napraviti progres da realizuju svoj odnos sa, sa Krishnom.
Therefore, our first business is to hear.
Tako da je naš prvi posao da čujemo.
But to hear about how to hear.
Ali moramo da čujemo kako da slušamo dobro.
Not to hear, not to just hear anything about Krishna, but to hear how to actually pay attention.
Ne da čujemo bilo što o Krišni, nego da čujemo kako zapravo da obraćamo pažnju.
So we can appreciate how great Krishna is.
Tako da možemo ceniti to koliko je Krišna velik.
He's not just some other hero in some literature.
On nije samo još neki jedan heroj u toj literaturi drevno.
Eko chaitum ekam ekopya chaitum rasa. Eko yachai raitum jagrande kotin. Yet shaksh esha. Eko pya chaitum. Now the Krishna's in andantarasta paramanu chayantarastam. Krishna is in every atom.
Krishna je u svakom atomu.
By just a small fraction of his energies, he's expanding himself into every atom and every universe.
I može samo maleckim delićem svoje energije da se ekspandira u svaki atom, u svim univerzumima.
Atayva bhavanai kena kendya kena parajna vishtavya hamidam kritsnam ekam shena stito jagat. But just a fragment of myself, I pervade everywhere in all the universes.
Samo jednim svojim delićem proživam sve u svim univerzumima.
So to know Krishna is not some ordinary thing.
Tako da poznavati Krishnu nije neka obična stvar.
Or even to get the chance to hear and chant about him, it's not something ordinary.
Čak ni dobiti šansu da se čuje o pevanju i slušanju nije obična stvar.
It's an extraordinary opportunity.
To je izuzetna šansa.
And although we can see people don't take advantage of it.
Ali možemo vidjeti kako ljudi ne koriste to na pravi način.
But still, it's the only thing that actually can bring one, in this age especially, to any higher platform of awareness.
Ali ipak to je jedini način, pogotovo u ovom dobu, da podigne osobu na neki više nivo svesnosti.
Otherwise one is destined to simply be serving kama and lova in this age.
Inače osoba je jednostavno osuđena da služi samo kamu i lobu u ovom dobu.
And krodha.
I krodhi.
Everyone is interested to serve their lusty desires.
Svako je zainteresovan da zadovolji svoje požudne želje.
Prabhupada would say everyone's getting some salary.
Prabhupada kaže svako dobija neku platu.
But they're never satisfied with their salary.
Ali nikad nisu zadovoljni sa svojom platom.
They always want more.
Uvijek žele više.
And more.
I više.
And when they don't get it, they become angry.
A kada ne dobiju, postanu ljuti.
And in this age, there's only the cheaters and the cheated.
I u ovom dobu postoje samo prevaranti i prevareni.
Everyone is trying to become a cheater. Everyone is trying to become a cheater.
A svako pokušava da bude da vara.
But generally they're being cheated by someone else.
Ali uglavnom postaju prevarani od strane nekog drugog.
Sometimes people come and just pick your pocket and cheat you.
Ponekad ljudi dođu i odžepare vas, prevare vas na neki način.
And sometimes they make elaborate arrangements so you're cheated and you think you're actually not being cheated.
A nekad naprave neki jako složenu prevaru i tako da vi u stvari mislite da ste prevareni, ali jeste.
But the whole society is arranged just to make sure that a few people are so-called cheating everyone else.
Ali zapravo čitavo društvo je tako organizovano da samo nekolicina vara sve ostale.
And people don't even know ultimately they're being cheated by.
Ljudi na kraju ni ne znaju da su varani sve vreme.
But even those people, they're just being cheated by illusion also.
Ali čak i ta nekolicina je varana od strane iluzije.
Now they have so much money that they don't even know how much they have.
Sada imaju toliko puno novca da oni ne znaju koliko imaju.
But after leaving this body, they'll enter into the lower species of life.
Ali nakon što napuste tela, ući će u niže oblike života.
So what was the value of all their wealth they acquired?
Tako, kakva je vrednost svog tog bogatstva koje su stekli?
It becomes simply a head, as it said in the Bhagavatam. If a king has a very nice turban, crown on.
Bhagavatam je rečeno, ako kralj ima jako lepi turban i krunu,
but he doesn't use that turban, that crown, to bow down to the personality of Godhead.
Ali kakva korist ako ne koristi turban i krunu da se pokloni svevišnjem Gospodu?
Then the crown will simply be a heavy burden that will drag him into the material existence.
Onda kruna jednostavno postane samo težak predmet koji ga vuče u materijalno postojanje.
Therefore, rather than becoming involved in a society of cheaters and cheated, we should become involved in Krishna consciousness.
Tako da umjesto da budemo uključeni u to društvo prevaranata i prevarenih, bolje da budemo uključeni u svjesnost Krishne.
Not that if so-called economic crisis is solved, then everything will be all right.
Nije da kako se reši takozvana ekonomska kriza, onda će sve biti u redu.
No, then people will just waste their time more.
Ne, ljudi će samo više gubiti svoje vrijeme.
Hankering for so many different products that materialistic society is putting out.
Žudeći za tako puno proizvoda koji materijalno društvo postavlja pred njih.
Without becoming Krishna conscious, their real problems of life are being the solution to their real problems of life are being overlooked.
Bez svjesnosti Krishne, njihovi pravi životni problemi će biti neće biti zanemareni će biti.
Once you hear and chant about Krishna.
Ipak osoba treba da sluša i peva o Krishna.
And learn the process by which our hearing and chanting become so purified that we directly have Krishna's association in that hearing and chanting.
I trebamo, znači, tako da pažljivo slušamo i mantramo, da se pročistimo, da možemo da imamo direktno iskustvo sa Krishna.
Getting Krishna's association is much more valuable than getting it. And a Macintosh computer.
Dobiti Krišnjeno društvo je mnogo vrednije nego, na primjer, dobiti Macintosh computer.
A lot better.
Mnogo više. Mnogo bolje.
And if we're rich,
ako smo bogati,
doesn't make us any more eligible to become Krishna conscious.
To nas ne čini nešto kvalifikovanijim za svjesnost Krišne.
And if we're poor, it doesn't make us any more eligible either. If we're poor,
ako smo siromašni, to nas također ne čini specijalno kvalifikovanijim.
All we do is have to hear and chant about Krishna.
Sve što treba da činimo je da slušamo i pevamo o Krišni.
Then we can actually get the greatest treasure.
I onda zapravo možemo dobiti najveći blago.
So I'll stop there. Any questions?
Ima li pitanja?
And last Bhagavatam program which we had in Saturday, we heard to Srila Prabhupada lecture from this verse before Nashta Prayashva, Radhashva, Kedavetse. And Srila Prabhupada said in that lecture that it should be Nityam Bhagavata Seva, 24 hours hearing about Krishna. That's ideal. Now we are living here in Belgrade and have many duties, also go to work and care about maybe some parents or children or something like that. So we also chant and reading Srila Prabhupada's books, but not 24 hours. So it is for us also some hope to
live
in that state. Prošlo program u Bhagavatam subotu smo slušali Šila Prabhupada lekciju na stih prethodni stih, 18. Našta praviš obadrišu, nike badate se ja. Dešila pravo tolici kaže da ovaj proces treba se vrši nitijam bhagavate seva, znači 24 sata slušati u Krišne, to je idealno da onda osoba dođe na taj nivo. E sad, mi ovdje živimo u Beogradu, imamo isto dosta obaveza da idemo na posao, prisiljeni smo da radimo, da brinemo bolesnim roditeljima, o deci itd. Vršimo neke dužnosti i nemamo vremena 24 sata baš da slušamo. Da li za nas postoji također nada da ćemo jednog dana doći na taj neki nivo?
Well, we hear enough and chant enough.
Pa ako slušamo i pejamo dovoljno.
Then we'll learn how to do whatever services we have during the day, we'll learn how to do them for Krishna.
I onda ćemo naučiti kako da šta god radimo tokom dana, da to radimo za Krishna.
And if we do that for Krishna,
i ako to radimo za Krishna,
then gradually we'll develop a taste for hearing and chanting about Krishna.
A onda ćemo postepeno razviti ukus za više pevanja i slušanja o Krishna.
So, it's not expected that we're going to stop our activities.
Ne očekuje se od nas da prestanemo sa svim aktivnostima.
It is expected we'll stop our material consciousness.
Očekuje se da prekinemo sa materijalnom svesnošću.
That these activities, that I am the proprietor of so many things.
Da sam ja vlasnik tako puno stvari.
And I'm doing these activities in order to satisfy myself and satisfy others.
I vršim te aktivnosti da bi zadovoljio sebe ili druge.
Don't you think I'm doing these, that Krishna wants me to do these activities?
Ja da mislim, ako Krishna želi da ja vršim te aktivnosti.
And I'm doing them to please him.
I vršit ću ih onda da bi ga zadovolje.
And therefore one will naturally think about it.
I onda prirodna osoba misli na njega.
So that's also Krishna consciousness.
Tako da je to također svesnost Krishna.
Yes.
When we hear such stories like this, sage became once angry after 60 years of it, then I become a full discouragement. I became so many times angry in Krishna consciousness. I mean, in trying to practice Krishna consciousness. So,
oh, you're. Yeah.
What's the hope for us? You know? Because he lost all the credit, you know, after becoming once angry. Kad čujem ovakve priče o svijetu koji je nakon 60.000 godina meditacije samo se jednom minutu izgubio sve te rezultate meditacije, onda koja je nada za nas koji se toliko puta naviti?
But don't follow this, that sage.
Nemoj slediti tog svijeta.
Better to follow Prabhupada.
Bolje sledi Prabhupada.
Because even when we become angry, still we don't lose all our credit.
Jer onda čak ako postanemo ljuti, nećemo izgubiti
neha, bikrama, naša, sti, pratyava, yana, vidite, svapam, apyasi, dharma, se, trajate, mahatobaya. On this path, there's no loss of remuneration.
Na ovoj stazi nema nikakvog gubitka.
And even a little advancement can protect one from the greatest danger.
I čak i mali napredak nas može zaštititi od velike opasnosti.
So we're much more fortunate than Vishvamitra Muni.
Tako da smo mi mnogo srećniji od Vishvamitra Munija.
Because our process, we don't lose any result that we gain.
Jer u našem procesu mi ne gubimo nikakve rezultate koje smo postigli.
So even we get angry, then we just keep on chanting Hare Krishna, and then nothing really was lost.
Jer čak ako se naljutimo, treba da nastavimo da pejamo i mantramo Hare Krishna i nema nikakvog gubitka.
And eventually we'll become purified and we won't become frustrated anymore.
I vremenom ćemo se pročistiti i nećemo tako često da se ljutimo.
Of course, hopefully it won't take 60,000 years.
Nadamo se da nam neće trebati 60,000 godina za to.
But it's not expected it'll take that
long. Ne očekuje se da toliko nam treba.
After all, however, Krishna is so great.
Nakon svega, Krishna je tako velik.
That even for if one moment we take shelter of him, or we become completely successful.
Da ako u jednom trenutku uzmemo potpunost njegovog utočišta, možemo postati uspešni.
So the process of Krishna consciousness doesn't depend upon how expert we are.
Tako da proces svesti Krishna ne zavisi od toga u kojoj meri smo mi ekspertni.
Because we're taking shelter of the all great Krishna, therefore, even a little advancement is very significant.
Jer kad uzemo utočište Krišne koji je tako veliki, čak je i mali napredak jako značajan.
So there's no reason to be discouraged.
Tako da nema razloga da budemo obeshrabljeni.
Instead we should be encouraged. The fact that we're going back to the spiritual world.
Zapravo treba da budemo ohrabreni jer se vratit ćemo se u duhovni svet.
Or we're going to live forever.
Da ćemo večno živjeti.
In unlimited pleasure.
U neograničenom zadovoljstvu.
In full consciousness.
U punoj svjesnosti.
So that's something to look forward to.
To je nešto čemu se trebamo nadati.
Yes.
In order, it's looking that if person want to do some solid advancement, to say, in spiritual life, that it seems that it is very important that actually in youth he practice as much as possible and as long as possible brahmacharya and reading books, studying, doing some tapasya, helping in preaching missions, serving Srila Prabhupada, and then went to some years of grihastha ashram and care about children, maintain family, and then also after some period that he needs to go to, when a bit older, also to retire a bit and get focused again in studying books, chanting, and like this. This is the way actually how a person in this age were able to get some solid spiritual advancement, because it's looked that if there is no following this system, there is very little hope and advancement. Pa mislim, moje pitanje izgleda da bi, ako osoba želi da zaista ostvari neki ozbiljni napredak, da je ipak važno da sledi ono što je rečeno u šasne, da bi kao u mladosti trebalo da je što je duže moguće da praktikuje proces brahmacharije i da studiranje Srila Prabhupadine knjiga i sankirtan, neka služba ozbiljnija za duhovno učenje, onda da bi mogao proći nekako kroz grihastha ashram i održati porodicu, i da je ipak neophodno onda isto posle toga da odvoji vreme da se nekako povuče i da više opet se fokusira u studiranju Srila Prabhupada knjiga. Jer u suprotnom izgleda da nema neke mogućnosti da se ostvari ozbiljni duhovni napred.
Most people maybe.
Za većinu ljudi možda.
It's not necessary for everyone to go through that process.
Ali nije neophodno da svi prođu kroz taj proces.
We're not so strictly following Varna and Ashram.
Mi ne sledimo baš tako striktno Varna i
Ashram. We're depending more on the pure chanting of the holy name.
Više smo koncentrisani, naglašavamo čisto mantranje svetog imena.
So one can, in the beginning of life, if one can hear and chant purely,
ako na početku života osoba može da sluša i mantra čisto,
one can avoid so many other distractions.
Onda iako može da izbegava tako puno drugih uznemirenja.
Otherwise, one should follow as strictly as possible.
A inače treba da sledi što je više moguće.
So one can learn to take advantage of the chanting of the holy name.
Tako da može da nauči kako da izvuče dobrobit iz mantranja svetog imena.
Under any circumstance.
U svim okolnostima.
In any case, there's no, we can't be sure that we're going to live long enough to follow the process.
Inače, mi ne možemo nikad biti sigurni da ćemo živjeti dovoljno dugo da sledimo cel taj proces.
But for most people, the brahmacharya, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyasa is the process recommended.
Ali za većinu ljudi je taj, znači, put brahmacharya, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas preporučen.
It just naturally follows the sequence of aging.
Jer to su periodi koji prirodno slede i naše starenje, odrastanje.
But then one should practice Krishna consciousness throughout one's.
Ali kroz sve njih.
One's ashram.
Ali kroz sve te stadijume trebamo praktikovati svesnost Krishna, bez obzira u kom smo ashram.
Anything else? Yes.
But also, if I look back in the last 21 years, I can see that many young persons joined and like chanting and taking prasadam and also even doing some service. But for some period of time, in general, not so long, and it seems that if they, and the reason is because they there was not to me how it would that there was no serious studying of Srila Prabhupada's books and understanding philosophy. If you say try to read and understand, they say no, it's enough chanting and only serving Krishna. Even recently, I had one discussion while visiting Macedonia with few devotees. But is this then serious? Serious lack by not actually developing this philosophical understanding needed to survive in spiritual life over a longer period of time? Because they said that this is jnana, you know, we studying this only like jnana.
You want to translate?
Да, то сам питање е значи да кроз ето веќе 20 години могу да додам. Puno mladih ljudi bi se pridružilo i čak jako bi volio i da mantraju i da pevaju sve te imena prasadam i čak da rade isto služba, ali to obično ne bi baš tako dugo trajalo, ako bi čak nekad razgovarao, oni kažu mislim da je kao to proces suština zapravo, da se samo ako se mantra i ako se radi za Krišnu, da je to sve dovoljno, a izgleda zapravo baš a da je jnana, znači ako samo osoba se trudi isto i da čita paralelno sa time.
Da, zanemarivanje čitanja.
Da, zapravo zanemarivanje čitanja je dosta bilo prisutno i studiranje Prabhupada knjiga, bar novim prostorima na Balkanu. At least this is for Balkan area.
I mean, if someone can purely chant the holy name, there's no problem.
Ako neko može čisto da manta sve to ime, onda nema problema.
And most people don't purely chant the holy name.
Ali većina ljudi ne mantra baš tako čisto sve to ime.
Therefore, without spiritual vision,
tako da bez duhovne vizije,
they won't be able to chant purely.
Neće biti u stanju da mantraju čisto.
And therefore they won't get the full effect.
I neće dobiti pun efekat.
But at least they're chanting.
Ali bar mantraju.
Therefore, even if they don't succeed in this lifetime, still Krishna will give them another opportunity.
Tako da ako ne dostignu krajnji cilj u ovom životu, Krišna će im dati novu šansu.
But the idea that Prabhupada's books, yes, Prabhupada's books are jnana.
Ali ideja je da su tu Prabhupada knjige, oni jesu jnana.
And if they don't get this jnana, they'll be in ignorance.
I ako ne dobijemo tu jnanu, bit ćemo u neznanju.
So, they practice devotional service in ignorance, they won't make so much progress.
Tako da ako praktikujemo predano služenje u neznanju, nećemo napraviti neki napredak specijalno.
Make some progress.
Neki da.
And maybe one time someday they'll become interested in jnana.
I možda jednog dana postanemo zainteresovani za jnanu.
Yes.
Prošle godine si rekao da postoje dve vrste bhakta. Jedni koji shvataju na lak i neposredan način, i da postoji druga grupa bhakta koji voli da shvataju komplikovano.
Last year you said that there are two types of devotees. First, those who understand all things very easily, and the others who want to complicate a little bit.
Da li bi mogao to malo da pojasnim?
Can you tell something more about that statement?
No, we try to stick to what we're talking about now.
Volio bih da se zadržim na ovoj temi o kojoj danas govorimo.
Otherwise we can talk about so many topics.
Inače ćemo tako puno tema da se raspravljamo.
Then we'll forget what we just talked about.
Zaboravit ćemo ono što smo danas u svijesku
reci. We should ask questions about what was already explained.
Tako da ono ako ima nešto ono o čemu sam pričao.
That way we won't lose track what we were talking about.
Tako da možemo da držimo onoga što smo pričali sa vremenom, držimo tu liniju. Can I ask a second question about
Srila Prabhupada
said that the gunas never act upon us like one by one, but there are many combinations and it looks that there are much more gunas. So question?
Kako deluje taj mehanizam da zapravo ne deluje samo tri gune, nego deluje beskonačno mnogo guna u kombinaciji?
He asked how this is happening, that it looks like it's not three, but there is indefinite numbers of gunas forcing. Ne, ipak su samo tri.
There are different combinations.
Ali su u različitoj razmeri kombinaciji.
Chant Hare Krishna.
Mantra Hare Krishna.
And you get out of the gunas.
I izaći ćeš iz njih, koliko god ih ima. Nemoj da nešto u broju.
Thank you very much. Grand Rosh Mahabhagavatam. Ki Jai.